A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text appears, a Netflix documentary.
Just follow me.
A gray-haired, balding white man pushes a cart of fabric alongside a prison gate. A hand unwinds a spool of orange thread. Inmates walk through a prison yard. Hands operate a sewing machine. The gray-haired man pushes the cart through a door. Hands cut thread. In a prison hallway, the gray-haired man hands a piece of fringed fabric to a bearded white man. The foot of a sewing machine lowers. The gray-haired man enters a room where men sit at tables with sewing machines. A hand removes a pin from a pincushion. The title appears, The Quilters. Level 5 Maximum Security Prison, Licking, Missouri. A chain-link fence surrounds a prison yard. A black man with long dreadlocks and an undercut walks alongside the fence. Chill. Sentence, 25 years.
Warrant 29, please.
A sign reads, offenders will not initiate communication with control room staff. Chill walks through the prison common area.
I've been locked up for 8 years, and I have 14 years left for first-degree assault.
Chill turns on a light in a cell. Chill stands for an interview.
This environment, it's a jungle. So I got to be a little boy, more rough around the edges. I'm the big bad wolf down here, but I gotta be, or they'll eat you alive. You know, that's just the way it is. We're in level 5, so down here, I'm all, move out my way.
He walks down a hallway.
But it's a front.
Because up here,
like my emotions change when I walk through the door.
What up? Good morning, morning, morning.
Restorative Justice Organization. The men in this sewing room are part of a prison quilting project. Their mission is to make birthday quilts for every foster child in the surrounding counties.
I need to use the cutting table.
This is gonna be my centerpiece.
I was thinking like a white or a gray. The front of the quilt has gray on it.
I might actually have just gotten a gray in. It would work for that.
Whenever yens get a chance,
a man sews.
Need a name
on this so he can go on the quilt machine.
What name would you like?
Here it is.
You want burgundy?
No, red.
You want dark red?
Yeah.
Joe Satterfield, Restorative Justice Coordinator, Department of Corrections.
Okay. Up right to here.
Hey, Ellen, how you doing?
Joe sits at a desk.
The men in RJO make quilts for local foster kids. They volunteer their time from 7:30 to 3:30, 5 days a week.
Men work in the sewing room.
They may or may not have a date. They may not be going home. So this is just their way of giving back.
A white man with glasses faces us.
5 months ago, there was a list of the foster children came in, and I happened to see a young lady, her birthday.
Sentence, life.
Is the same as mine. And it really stuck. So I started making the quilt. A lot of these kids were always told that they would never amount to anything, they'd never be any good. For them, this is my chance to give them something to say that, hey, we care about you. And I could see a finished product.
Jimmy, a white-haired white man with a beard, smiles. An inmate lifts a square of fabric.
There's nothing that matches what I've got.
This didn't come with no instructions.
Oh, no, it was just a picture.
This kind of amazing. This is you. That's beautiful.
I just like patterns, designs like that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Dang.
For this quilt, they wanted it 60s and hippie era. Once this square gets completed, this...
Fred.
...will go on. Oops, wrong side. This will go on this side.
Sentence life.
And then this one will go along here.
Fred lays down a strip of fabric.
There are 9 what we call blocks. They have 81 pieces in each one of them. 12 rectangular blocks 99 pieces in each one of those. And then there are four large, just blocks of the whole quilt, and they're 99 pieces a unit. This turned out to be over 3,500 pieces just for the front side. It's March now, and I gotta have it done by May 1st, so I'm hoping.
Neat stacks of fabric sit on a shelf, organized and labeled by length. Ricky, sentence life.
We teach them how to cut the squares out. See, the first basic thing we do, we'll grid the quilt out. It's key to do that before anything else.
Well, for me, when I start it, I'll see it in my head, but I can't grid things out. A lot of times, and Ricky will shoot me for this, but I'll start cutting. And then...
Fred lies in bed.
Wake up in the middle of the night. That's when the gridding starts.
He colors in a grid.
I don't go by patterns. I don't like copying. I base mine off the color next to the color. I like doing it that way, so I claim it. It belongs to me. So what I do is I cut out what I'm going to do for my middle first. My middle usually be about 50 by 30. Once I get my 50, 30, then I know that I need 30 more going up and down to add to the 50, and that's my 80.
I don't actually know a whole lot myself because I'm still kind of new.
So which one are you gonna do next?
Finish these two rows, and then this is the next row that gets right below this one. And this piece is hard to tell which way it goes.
Yeah, see, you're doing good. You see how none of your corners is pulling apart.
The inmates work in the sewing room.
Organized chaos is the easiest way to describe that room.
Who's got my cutter?
Yeah, bring that up here.
It's kind of like the little cartoon character you see come in with a bunch of scissors and papers flying all over the place.
Something's totally off. I'm not liking this.
How the hell did you do that?
It's a process between cut, sew, iron, cut, sew, iron, and you keep going in circles.
Then on to the next step. Gonna make the backing to it.
This would be the whole backing for the butterfly quilt.
They gonna take it down to the quilt room, man. He gonna do his job.
Men unfold fabric.
Getting ready to see a finished quilt. All right, let's see.
Two men hold a colorful quilt.
It's looking good,
though. Hey.
There you go, roll it on up.
The gray-haired man, Ricky, rolls the quilt. Fred flips a sign in the sewing room window to display the word open.
In here, we're a little community within a big community.
This look real good.
These are bigger.
Getting ahead of myself. Outside of RJO, you amongst all the other guys, but they don't even have a clue about how we feel up here. Everybody don't grab it, but we grab it.
A bearded black man cuts a piece of floral fabric.
These guys are here. I love it being around every last one of them. We got the same vibe, and we work off of each other. And then we all got different flavors. Fred liked them colors.
Here's my middle.
Jimmy's got the stars. They just beautiful. Rod, he the material picker.
Chill taps butterfly print fabric.
For me, this is my flavor, butterflies.
If possible, can I show you this one I made right here?
Definitely.
I made this one
just last week for a girl.
Chill holds up a quilt that includes squares of blue and orange butterfly print fabric.
If you're going 7.5, you just take like an eighth off this side, eighth off this side,
right,
or a quarter, and it works.
It'll be right.
It'll be perfect.
I ain't know that.
Long,
I got it now, though.
Time. Yep.
Ricky is a good teacher. I mean, in a week, you'll be making some of the best quilts that you thought you could ever make.
If you need help on something or learn how to do something, Ricky's the main go-to.
Now, he's never sewed before. He's going to learn how to do this.
Ricky supervises.
You actually did pretty good on these. It's scraps from his quilt, other quilts. And I take them, then I slice them and dice them and sew them back together.
Chill grins.
This the master. We learn from sensei.
You know, most of the people that's in here messed up bad, you know. They're looking for, how would you say, a purpose. You put a little bit, now loosen it up, turn it.
A tattooed man turns a dial on a sewing machine.
That is what you call complete.
I mean, I love what I'm doing. I love taking care of the foster kids. That's what I love the most. And when I think about girls, I think about pinks, purple, green. And then when I think about the guys, I think about the blacks, yellows, the blues.
Chill sews.
I zone out and I just sew. This my out. This my out here. This what puts me on the outside. When I do this here, I don't even be in here.
At night, inmates walk across the prison yard. Dim lights shine overhead. In his cell, Fred sits next to a bunk bed. He bows his head and clasps his hands together. A copy of the Life Principles Daily Bible sits on a table. In his cell, Chill pulls a stack of mail out of a desk and flips through it. Joe, a heavy-set white man with glasses, unlocks the sewing room door and turns on a light. Jimmy walks through a door and removes his hat.
Not everyone can work here. They must have no violations or write-ups.
Joe Satterfield.
I try not to think of what they did to get in here. I treat them as a human, because that's what they are.
Jimmy. In the sewing room, Jimmy sits at a sewing machine and turns a dial. He lifts a piece of fabric from under the pedal. White thread connects the fabric to the machine. In a childhood photo, Jimmy wears a plaid button-up shirt. Young Jimmy sits with a Zorro-themed birthday cake. A teenage Jimmy sits for a photo in a brown patterned shirt. In a photo with a torn corner, Jimmy stands with a blonde white woman and a young brunette white girl. Jimmy wears a suit and aviator glasses. The woman and the girl wear patterned dresses. Chill. Chill works at a sewing machine. In a childhood photo, young Chill poses with a baby on his lap. Young Chill smiles for another photo with a brunette black woman and two young black girls with braided hair. In other photos, Chill rides a bike, hugs an older woman, and holds up a peace sign. Ricky. Ricky repairs a sewing machine. School photos of Ricky as a young boy and a teenager appear. In a photo, young Ricky stands beside an older white woman with glasses.
My mother was my biggest thing that makes me do this.
Ricky lays down a piece of fabric.
You know, her mother, my grandma, she made all their clothes and quilts out of patches. And so this is what my childhood brings to me.
He glues fabric.
You know, I was kind of young when I got locked up.
Put your finger right there, hold that, right in the corner.
Now we're gonna... I'm 64 years old now. I got locked up when I was 20. You know, I was just, you know, an asshole. And I messed up bad. You know, but I never had a bad background. Had a good mother and father. I had a good thing. You just get mixed with the wrong people and you make that mistake.
The inmates work.
But we're away from that now.
A white man with a long white beard and a baseball cap sits and folds a piece of floral fabric.
Now this is Jeremiah's first time ever making a quilt.
Jeremiah, sentence, life.
And you look at these points, everything's on the money.
My first quilt.
So that means I did my job.
Mom, she'd be proud of that.
Yeah.
Wrong son.
Spread that all the way over to there.
You know, I've been down almost 38 years, right? After a while, you get thinking about your family, you know? And then when you get thinking about them, and then the truth really comes out, you know, wow, all the stuff I did. I was a drug addict.
Alcohol for me, you know.
My downfall come when I got about my 20s, and that's when I caught a murder case, and I'm guilty for what I did.
Absolutely.
So.
Taking responsibility, you know.
Yeah.
It's a shame that we didn't feel that and show that, you know, prior to being in here. And that is the hard pill to swallow. True regret, you know. I mean, then after 30 years, you know, it's just, yeah.
Because, see, my mother means a lot to me, you know.
It's hard.
Ricky shakes his head.
It's just hard to talk about.
Jeremiah pats Ricky's back. An American flag waves outside. Joe carries a box into the sewing room.
All right, guys, we got a package in.
Okay, what's in the box?
That's the way he said it, that's like, hey, we got a package.
Everything we have in here is donated. If it wasn't for
Rod,
people with a big heart donating to us, we wouldn't be able to do this. And this shelf here, this is mainly just kid stuff. So we got some cartoonish donuts, music, a piece with pianos on it, some more food. We got peanuts. We got bacon, too. Yeah. This is what we, our filler that we make for the weighted blankets and the weighted vest for the autistic children. Guys ain't supposed to come past this door because of right here. We have tools. We have scissors. We have rotary cutters. As they call them, sharps. Anything that has a sharp point to it, you know, because, like, they don't want anybody just running around with these, you know. When they come in the morning, they sign the tool log. Potter, that's standing right there, hits his tool bag. This is assigned to him. We've got a master inventory right here. It tells you what's in this bag, too. So when he's out there, just in case his bag turned up missing, which he's responsible, thankfully, we've never had any turn up missing.
Rod, a bald, bearded white man, closes a drawer. Chill sits at a sewing machine. He guides a dark piece of fabric under the machine's foot.
When I was younger, I had learned how to sew, but I was doing upholstery.
He looks from side to side.
I had opened up my own upholstery shop. I never did this kind of sewing. Mine was always with leather and vinyl. With that vinyl and that leather, you got the pull and tug, and this is more soft.
Chill examines a black quilt with yellow and pink squares.
Oops, I made a little boo-boo. A oopsie. It took me about a week and a half to kind of have my hands to mess with something lighter. Yeah, I'm gonna go iron this.
He lays the quilt on a table and smooths it out with his hands. He irons the fabric.
I had made this other butterfly quilt, and this one was so beautiful. We called it Firefly. I'm talking about the colors that was in it was so beautiful.
A black woman poses with a quilt.
My mother loved butterflies. It just so happened. So that's why I love butterflies. Every time I do butterflies, I straight think of her.
Chill sews.
Most things she asked me to do is don't go back to the person that I used to be. Don't have that anger. Be more patient and be more understanding and compassionate. And just because somebody do something bad to you don't mean that you need to do it right back to them. This gonna sound a little weird saying, but when I call home, my people, they heard in my voice. And just the conversations that we have, they like, you done changed. You made it. I'm like, yeah, I done made it.
Chill holds a butterfly quilt.
All butterflies.
Jimmy sits before a computer and smooths his beard. His screen displays several photos of colorful quilts. Ricky stands behind him. Jimmy points.
He's got that down now, you see, because he's going just to like the triangles.
Jimmy clicks through the photos of the quilts. Rod and a bald white man stand on chairs and hold up a brightly colored quilt with a star pattern. Jimmy stands beside a quilt that reads, "Giddy Up." Rod, the bald man, and a dog pose beside a quilt with a cool color scheme. Ricky stands next to a large red and green quilt. A photo appears of a quilt bordered with a row of brown triangles. Another quilt includes colorful strips of fabric and black squares.
I've got a headache.
You got a bottle of Tylenol? I need the whole bottle.
Fred smooths his gray ponytail with his hand.
I'm just bouncing from colors and patterns. And
I do not know what I'm doing today. I'm old and I've got to get myself straightened out. I've got 17 more massive blocks like that I got to make. And I spent all night doing my little sketches. When things bother me in my head, I sit up and do that.
Papers lie on a quilt.
The deadline's in 2 weeks, and I am sweating every minute.
Fred drinks coffee. He sets down his cup.
Like, shit. I screwed it up. Every row was sewn together the wrong direction. I have to take all the rows apart, flip them the other way, and then sew them back together. So I gotta pull two of these large squares all apart, flip them, and re-sew them. This was not in today's.
Potter sits with Fred.
Well, he gets a little frustrated at times.
Actually, they need to be ironed first.
Yes, I can do that real quick.
Okay.
Or however long it takes.
Yep. It shouldn't take too long. When my time on this 60s quilt started.
Fred nods.
Drifting away on me, Potter stepped up. You're doing great. Look at that. Every one of them spot on. He gets it done quickly. He shocks you. You did your first two, set them over on the side.
Okay, just do two at a time?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
You got it.
I'm ready.
If I were to look at my younger self, I would say that we should be more focused on being here to help others. And it was losing my son in 2000 that brought that about. My son passed away at 15.
A photo of Fred's son.
Needed a heart and lung transplant. And here I was at the age of 40 in prison.
Fred measures a piece of fabric.
I had nothing but the remorse of guilt.
He cuts fabric with a guitar pattern.
Being here and what we do helps keep me focused. And when I'm focused, you don't think about those things.
Fred sits at a sewing machine and passes fabric under the foot. Ricky enters a door and approaches Rod.
Hey, I need you to sharpen my scissors.
They're just getting old. They're getting worn.
Rod sharpens the scissors.
Yeah, felt like I had chunks missing out of it. Don't you dare.
He almost got had, did he? Okay. Oh, shit. I chew a hole in your arm.
Ricky fixing to get domed.
Oh. Yeah.
We'll have Ricky put the vest on, maybe to give him a calming effect.
Anything to slow him down.
Looks good on you, Ricky.
Hey, Rod. 1 minute.
Well, you make a good mannequin. This one's a 6-pounder, good for up to a 60-pound kid. They're going to an autistic school. Here's one of the responses we had from one that we had sent for these kids. It says, hello, I'm one of the workers in a home, and I see the boys a lot who received the gifts. The oldest reported it being the best Christmas he ever had and was very happy. The youngest, who is severely autistic, loves his and has currently taken over the living room as his own playroom. She thanks you very much, and she appreciated it greatly. She reported never seeing them so happy. That gets me.
Potter, a brown-haired white man, sews.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
You want to come with me?
Yes. I will follow you, Fred.
Potter follows Fred.
I've got this laid out.
Nice.
And right there.
He lays out squares.
And that's wild.
Yeah. Looks like it, you know, it looks like this piece comes up here and comes back around.
Yeah.
It's coming along.
I think accidentally this is going to come out pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Chill sits at his sewing machine.
Whenever you're ready.
All right.
Okay, we got to get these ready.
Yeah.
Chill and Ricky hold a quilt.
Okay.
Chill lifts a stack of quilts as Ricky opens a large plastic bag.
You took that one right on down.
Chill ties the bag.
Okay.
Rod pushes a cart full of bags of quilts through a door.
They all like them.
Outside, Joe pushes a cart towards a white delivery truck. He pulls the rear door of the truck shut. He drives away in the truck. A bright pale sky stretches over the prison yard.
Fred's gone.
Fred walks outside.
The other day, Fred got a ride up and they had to put him out. He used to work on stuff in the cell and he got caught with a little razor blade cutting clothes and fixing them. And you know, it's kind of hard. If you don't keep your mind in here and try to keep this, you'll fall like he did. I mean, he was a dang good worker. You know, it's just that sometimes you get away, get rolled up, and around here, anybody can get rolled up and get put down there, and then you can't come up here.
Potter sews.
Without Fred, it's definitely, I think it's gonna be different.
Chill.
Don't forget where we at. You know, we all ain't perfect, but we trying. We just trying to do better. So maybe he need a couple more steps to do better. That's all, you know.
Chill licks his lips. Potter enters the sewing room.
Hey, Paul. Dropping off the 60s quilt.
Paul, a white man with glasses, uses a machine to sew curved lines across a colorful quilt. The quilt includes guitar print squares. Ricky leans forward to examine the fabric.
Hold up.
What the heck?
It's fucking messed up. We gotta stop. All right, let's get this off here. We gotta take it back down there and gut it off. We got a problem.
Ricky carries the quilt down the hall.
God, we got to get it done before the end of the week. Look at this. The material wasn't stretched up all the way. And when it's not, it'll leave little buckles. And like something that, I can't pass. You know, because this is somebody who's going to keep for a long time. Yeah, we got to take the whole thing off.
Ricky rips the seam.
Boy, this one's pinched bad. Oh, Fred, holy shit. Grab that and bring this over. Whoa. There's so many squares. You got some of that, just a little bitty square. The same kind of material.
Those green pieces?
No, can't be green. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Ricky takes a seat before a sewing machine and pulls in his chair. He puts on his glasses. He threads the machine and lowers a lever. He furrows his brow as he sews.
Fred get a chance to see it. I ain't get a chance to see it yet.
All right, we need to put this back on.
Paul adjusts his glasses. Ricky pins fabric in place. Paul sews curved lines across the fabric.
See, it's gone. It's all gone. See how easy that is? No big deal.
Ricky and Paul climb onto a table. They hold up the large, completed 60s quilt.
Well, it's up. High as I'm gonna get it. All right, let's show the back. We had a little setback. All right, now we're back.
The back of the quilt includes zigzag patterns on one side and a diamond pattern on the other.
Ricky's gonna be lost. He's gonna be heartbroken when I leave.
Yeah.
I'll be going to a lower level. And hopefully in 5 years, I'll be home or less.
We've been around for many years.
Yeah, we've been doing time for almost 25 years together. We'll never lose touch.
It's hard. Somebody you like leaves. You know, after many years, like I said, I watch people leave, like I told you, for almost going on 40 years. You know, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? One day they might send me out of here.
Hopefully.
But then, like, say, do you deserve? I did what I did, and I tell everybody that. And I can't imagine how the family feels. Oh, I can't. But, you know, it's just something you just got to hope they can forgive like I forgive myself, you know. So it's mostly, most guys can't forgive themselves. So that's why they can't change, because that demon's still in them.
You got to be able to forgive yourself before you can forgive anybody else, just like you got to be able to love yourself before you love anybody, you know?
And you have to be able to do that, because I can stand up and testify that. I let my demon out a few times in prison, and I'm not proud of it, you know? But you just got to, you got to let it go. You know, if you don't, it'll eat you up.
Joe sits and opens an envelope. He pulls out a card that reads, "Thank you," on the cover. He reaches into an envelope and pulls out two photos of young girls sitting on their quilts. A brunette white girl smiles as she sits on a black quilt with orange, yellow, and pink squares. A younger blonde white girl sits on a blue and purple quilt.
Hey, white.
Joe shows the card to Chill.
Yeah, dang. Golly. They got him.
Chill reads the card.
Wow. Expressing my appreciation to Mr. White, Chill, and other men who are sewing quilts. Golly.
Ricky reads.
Hey, that's good.
Rain.
Chill lays out a white quilt with brightly colored shapes.
That's really nice.
Jeremiah sits at a desk. Potter and Ricky stand together. Jimmy reads and smiles.
Awesome.
Now I'll get the staple and put it up on the board.
Ricky staples the card to a bulletin board.
See, these were pre-cut, and they're not straight.
7216,
what? No, they're not supposed to be. It's supposed to look
I'll
like
I'll go ahead and just trim this up, then I'll put
now
the other
see?
One on top of that.
That's great.
Since the restorative justice program began, nearly 2,000 quilts have been given away to local nonprofits, charities, and foster children. Audio description provided by International Digital Center, written by Grace McNally, voiced by Melissa Riccobono. Credits. Directed and produced by Jennifer McShane. Executive producer, Abigail Disney. Executive producers, Josh Braun, Ryan Harrington. Edited by Toby Sheeman, ACE, Will Rogers. Director of photography, Scott Alexander Rudderman. Production sound mixing, Paul Tui. Credits roll. Joe closes the rear door of the truck. He drives down a country road. Trees grow behind a small brown house. Inside, a woman and man lay various quilts over beds. The young blonde girl stands in a doorway. A woman rubs her shoulders. The brunette girl watches a woman lay a quilt over a bed. The girl lies on the quilt. The blonde girl lies on a quilt with a large brown teddy bear. A blonde white woman with glasses sits beside her and kisses her forehead. The girl smiles. Credits continue. Appreciation and gratitude to all the participants of the Restorative Justice Organization at South Central Correctional Facility in Licking, Missouri, for sharing their stories. Jimmy Williams, 1954 to 2023. Copyright 2024, Unexpected Stories, LLC. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.